Assalamu alaikum. We're going to take a break with my father here. And Babu, there's a story that he's shared with me quite a few times, and I thought that you guys can go ahead and benefit from this story. Babu, do you mind sharing the story that you have told me a few times with everybody?
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Some long time ago, I heard a story from my dentist, but father and son. You know, mostly fathers, those days also, they was not raising kids the way it should be, whatever. And then when father felt that he must go, he asked the son, please, can you do me a favor? Looks like I'm gonna go first.
So he was about to die?
Yes. And son, sure, why not? He write already two envelopes close. Number one, number two. He said, here's a number one, please, when I die, open up this number one and read. After they buried me from burial, open number two. Can you do this? He said, sure, father, at least. Okay. And short while after this one, father passed away. And son, God knows what he was thinking. Maybe he left a will or something, some hiding money. God knows what he was thinking. Soon he opened number one. Dear son, please don't let them bury me without socks. So son understand, he went right away and he bought the good socks. And they was taking him, his father, to wash him, preparing for burial, janaza. And he went over there. He told those two guys who wash his father. He says, please, you know, this is my father. I will take care of you. Do me a favor. When you finish washing him, put those socks on him. He said, no. We cannot do it. Why not? This is my father. This is his wish. He said, no. Sunnah. That's mean tradition, you know, of teaching of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We naked coming, naked go. No socks, no suits, nothing. But if you go over there and ask this main imam, you know, maybe he will okay, I don't know. And he went over there even asking imam. He explained what's father wish. He said the same thing. No way. This is, we cannot break, you know, our tradition, you know, no way. And they buried his father with no socks, just the way it should be. After burial, he hurry up, go over there and open this number two. Guess what? That's no will, nothing, just father's advisor. So said, dear son, did you see they don't let you even take the socks with you when you die? You know. And I like this really advice to everybody to think about it, you know. When it comes time to go, are we really prepared, you know, this greediness? That's mean son was probably greedy and, you know, this dunya. Father, for sure, teach him, you know, that's ahira. The way I see, you know, then Allah knows, I don't know what's the next, how son end up. Anyway, I think that's a good story that my dentist in Sarajevo told me.
So the father was trying to teach the son a lesson here, that he was just mainly focused on this dunya, acquiring money, wealth. He wasn't living his purpose, and this was kind of a reminder that the father left for the son, the little bit that he can do to teach him a lesson, that all that wealth and money, it's going to stay behind.
Exactly.
But what you work for in this life, the currency that transfers over, is when you work to please your Creator before the time comes when you have to meet your Creator. And you will leave everything behind, and the only thing that you're going to go ahead and take with you is your deeds, your wealth and your family. Everything stays behind, but your belief, what you believed in this life, and then what you acted upon, and those good deeds, those deeds of goodness that you planted, those will transfer over into the next. So let that be a reminder. I hope this was a good break. I want to share that story with you, and hopefully this can be of benefit. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.